It all kicks off at 7 p.m. on, so our ads that we have out there already name a time. But the first show, Big Fatty Online, is at 8. And there's no way we can do an opening show for an hour. So my thought was, let's put in a pink carpet. Or maybe if Big Fatty doesn't want to do a pink carpet, because, you know, he did the pink carpet virtually 1 year, the very first year that he did pink carpet, which is the second year of Pride 48.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't want to do a virtual pink carpet again, then I feel like we could just call it the pre-show and I could play the old skits or, you know, like some highlights from old Pride 48s or whatever. So that's what we're working with here is, does Fatty want to do a pink carpet? If you do want to do a pink carpet, Fatty, we will completely handle the technical side of it.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
The first show, Big Fatty Online, kicks off at 8 p.m.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4071 of the BFO for Wednesday the 13th of
September
2023. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you about my day and details on that big horror event.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Yeah, you like that?
Oh, yeah. Good morning.
Good morning, Captain. Let's come on out and play. Wake up the sunshine and share this rainy day.
Hello, servicers. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, your servicers today, because y'all, Big Fatty's taking Ruby Red in for service. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, wishing us good morning today. Y'all, it was my last clip of the Enormous Boys, and then that was Yeti Uncle John, and I believe that was the Haunt Cub and Bestie Bill. Yeah, you liked that, didn't you? Music, it's true, y'all. I will be on pins and needles until Ruby Red gets out to the Ford dealership, y'all. I'm gonna take it out. Gotta be there at 8 a.m. in the morning, and so get Ruby Red in early and get Ruby Red back as soon as possible, cause you know Big Fatty doesn't like borrowing Betty White from the net. No, Big Fatty. Although I'm very grateful to have that opportunity, as they say. y'all, let's see. What happened yesterday after I finished talking to you? Y'all, I finished watching, I think I mentioned I finished, there was a doubleheader of the Hatlanta Braves. Y'all, they won the first one, and then they got ass beat on the second one. So, anyway, I think they are four games away from clinching. Big Fatty is kind of like Granny's buttocks. He has to clinch to keep it all in. Oh, well, sometimes that doesn't work. No, Big Fatty, that's why we have Shot Week. But anyway, before they clinch the National League something, I don't know. Perhaps that Mean Keen, our sports official sports correspondent, can keep us involved in that. Y'all, by the way, say a prayer for Mean Keen, because his Kansas City Chiefs, they got the ass whipped on Sunday. Be ready, just throw some salt on the wound. Y'all, then... Y'all, the 41st and final year of the Wheel of Fortune is kicked off on Monday night with that Pat Sajak and Vanna White. You know, he's giving up the ghost at the end of this season. And y'all, then it was the Second Chances tournament starting. It's going to be a three-week tournament. These are folks that didn't win, but they're giving them a second chance because they played pretty well. And that started on Monday night as well. Y'all, then I switched it over. I switched it over to the Monday Night Sports Ball. And y'all, that... that guy, Fred Rogers. He's the new quarterback for the Jets. Is it the Jets? Yes, I think it's the Jets. Y'all got hurt after three plays, and y'all they played paid $1 jillion for him to come, and he played three plays. And anyway, evidently a very exciting game. Big Fatty did not stay up to the end of it. Y'all, I had taken the go to bed pills, and by the time. By the time 9 p.m. in the evening rolled around, Big Fatty was ready for the chamber. And so, y'all, I slept like a baby. Woke up, y'all. Now, I did wake up about 4:30. And, y'all, I did need to TT. Y'all, I drank a lot of water on Monday night. And I think yes, Big Fatty, you could have. Well, you could have just moistened the sheets. Well, no. Well, you do have that pee pad on there and that rubber sheet underneath. Well, anyway. Anyway, got up, had my brofkas. Did all my puzzles, read the paper, and then I was off. I was off on the morning nipple walk. Y'all, I just did Fat Acres because I had places to go and people to see. And y'all, I sent a testimonium to the lady that did all the consignment. She was going to take three pieces of Olive's artwork and put it on consignment at her store downtown. Big Fatty, you didn't play the downtown music. Very different use of the word downtown. Oh, okay. And y'all, then I needed to run by y'all. I got a bill. Got a bill from the probate court. Y'all, they send you. Everybody wants some of the estate. I'm telling you. And so I had to go deliver that check over to the estate attorney's office, and they were going to handle sending it in and everything. And then what? Big Fatty, we don't know. And then I went and delivered all that artwork, and I did get my share. I did get my share before I went. And y'all, then on my way home, before I made it to the attorney, I had a package I needed to pick up over at the Kills. So I went by there and picked it up, and then did all that, and y'all came back, and y'all, I just ate a bunch of shit. I had some of those honey mustard Dots pretzels and the rest of those little Dots cheese crunchy things. And y'all, then I ate some Tootsie Roll. Y'all, I just ate shit, and I'm not proud of it. Anyway, y'all, Olive's niece, who wanted to get four of the pictures of the pieces of artwork, she was going to be in Charleston on Tuesday. And so, y'all, they have just... Oh, Big Fatty, look who quit. No, that's the Outback telling you need a lobster with your steak. They were going to come by. They were going to be in Charleston, and they were going to come by and pick those things up before heading back to Cola. You know, Columbia, you know, that's if the state of South Carolina was getting an enema, it would be inserted there. Yes, Big Fatty. But y'all, while I was waiting on them, y'all, I turned on that Tim Apple. I turned on that Tim Apple show, and y'all, they talked about the new Apple clock and the new iPhone. And y'all, I'm sure Archer has ordered both. And y'all, I don't see where either one of them are particularly different than what Big Fatty has. I mean, I'm very happy with my Apple clock. And you know, the main thing they change on the cameras. And you know, if Big Fatty takes 10 pictures a year, that's 10 more than he needed to take. But anyway, so I will not be doing that, but I guarantee you there'll be an Archer technology Apple snack love fest coming out within hours. And anyway, then they came by and picked up the artwork and everything. And y'all, here I am now recording the little show. Y'all, the Nip has decided he is not going to go over and have supper with the ladies, even though it's Tuesday night. And it's just going, but he says, please take Betty White and tell the gals I said hello. I said, I'll do it. One moment, please. Y'all, I just had to have some water there. And so I'll be heading over there to visit with them here in just a few minutes. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all. Now I've been mentioning to you about the leather weather weekend. Y'all, we did the leather weather mini for several years, and then it just became something different and everything, and then that COVID hit. And anyway, it's been many years since we had the Leather Weather Weekend. You know, that's sponsored by the Horror Group here in Charleston. You know, that's Granny and Durwood and me and Young Nicholas and a few other folks. And, y'all, Chris said, oh, we really need to bring this leather weather back. And I said, well, okay, let's talk about it. And we talked about it and everything and kind of came up with a plan and all. And y'all, we met with the the owners of the Metropolis Entertainment Complex and on Saturday of this past weekend. And y'all, we're doing the leather weather a weekend. Now, y'all, I don't want no judgment being played here because it's for a select group. But some of my listeners fall in that select group. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, mainly the vulgar ones. It's true. Y'all, it's going to run over MLK holiday weekend in January. And y'all, it's going to start on Thursday the 11th, and it'll end on Monday the 15th, the holiday. And y'all, we're calling it the original Leather Weather Weekend is back. There's not going to be any kind of event fee like there is like for the cement pond parties. Y'all, it's going to be the men's only, and that's just how this event's going to be. There are some that it is mixed gender, but this one's going to be just the men's. Y'all, they're doing a great rate at the Horror Hotel. It's a two-night minimum, But if you stay two nights, it's $79 a night. So that comes, and all of this is plus tax and fees and your membership and all that kind of stuff. And it's for all rooms except for the horror suite. Y'all, $79 a night, so that comes to, what, $158 for two nights, and that can be any two nights during the thing. However, if you book for three nights, it was $158 for two nights. Three nights is $179, and that can be any three, consecutive nights, and that the two nights has to be two consecutive nights, or if you say Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday night, y'all, it's $199. Four nights for $199, plus the taxes and fees and all that kind of stuff, and that's for two people, so if you bring in more than two, you have to pay a third or fourth person, standard rate supplies, they say. And y'all, we kind of came up with a schedule. Thursday night's just going to be everybody shows up and hugs and kisses and all that kind of good stuff. Y'all on Friday at the Capri Lounge, y'all, they're going to have an extended happy hour period. And y'all, they're going to have a pizza pie party. Free pizza pie. Y'all then on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights, they're going to have a bonfire each of those nights. On Saturday, during the day, it's going to be it's kind of like a pub crawl. It's going to be a horror crawl. And y'all, we're going to encourage folks to say, okay, stop by my room. I'm going to have spiked apple cider. Or come by, I'm going to have liquored up cherries, or come by, we're going to have some horse duvas or something like that. And, the people in the campground will get involved and all like that. So we're hoping folks will participate in that, bring something from home to share with other folks. Then, of course, Saturday night, the horror group here in town, we're going to sponsor a soup and cornbread supper. It's going to be a couple of different kinds of soup and some fresh homemade cornbread. Something to keep you, fill you up and keep you warm on the inside. Then on Sunday, y'all, they're going to have a brunch. Bingo brunch. That's going to cost extra, and I think it'll probably be $10 to $15 extra over at the Capri Lounge. And y'all, then that afternoon we're going to have we're going to call the pig pen the filling station all weekend long. Oh, yes, because that's where people go to get filled. And there's other different things during the weekend, but y'all, it's mainly just getting together and being good weather to wear your leather. You don't have to, though, and y'all, plan on coming. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely... just a lovely hump day, y'all. Standard routine, heading to the Von's East later today, and making a shopping list. I think we're gonna do that Italian Mussolini spaghetti for supper on Friday night. And then, of course, Big Fatty will have to excuse himself. Big Fatty, you do that every day, do the little show over there to celebrate Rosh Hashanah weekend. And y'all, I think it's just gonna be lovely, just lovely. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids, Daniel Bieber and old Cricket Hat from the State of the Station. And Daniel, what's gonna be the low point of the weekend?
The first show, Big Fatty Online, kicks off at 8 p.m.
Oh yes, well, he always goes first to set the bar low, well, very low.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com. And you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.